forget the agony. Lead me to Calvary. I see the big word up there, family. It's an indication that I will be taking you on a short journey.
Amen.
I just want to make three statements and then I get into the message. One, on the 29th day, the last day of this last Sabbath in this month, we'll be having children's church in the Able Center. I'm going to ask you to round up all the children in this church and visiting children so that they can be a part of that. They can get the practice to be a participate in all of that. And that being said, on the other Sabbath next week, we'll have what is called a children ministries meeting to formulate that program together and put it together. So we're going to ask all the adventurous leaders and all the parents and all assistant children ministries directors to be in that meeting. We hope to start that meeting at 4 o'clock or as convenient as possible to that meeting after lunch. Secondly, I know God likes to use small numbers. And the book of Numbers doesn't contradict that, because he always liked to number his people and give an account for them. While that is so, he also prefers when we make decisions together. And so we have a low attendance in our last business meeting. And so we are asking that when we announce members meeting or business meeting, try to be there, because we don't want a few people to make a decision for over 200, 300 persons. We'd like as much as possible, diverse as possible, so that you can be a part of the mix, because we are all one family. And I have seen families when two persons go and make a decision, the others of the family come and said, who is that make that decision? And it becomes conflict and turmoil in the family, and bickering here and there and there. We don't want that at Brooklawn. We want the members of Brooklawn to be a part of all that is happening here. When you're invited, please come so that we can have things together, all right? I know the last members meeting, the time has changed several times. So I know people make their plans and it's and they make their programs and plans and the dates all in one. But at the same time, the next one coming up, please plan for it. Please plan for it so we all can be together making the right decisions for the life of the church. On Sunday mornings, I do a Bible class with the children between ages 9 to 15 and onward. I do this because I am recognizing that the days in which we are living are the last days. And the three angels' message has to be continued by another generation. When I survey and I look at the generation that are around us, we realize that the generation, if we don't teach them, if we don't inculcate in them the Advent message to this world in this generation, they are not going to be able to preach that everlasting gospel to every kindred, tongue, and people, because they would not have known it. And so I'm going to ask, if you have any children, if you have a child who you want to learn more about the scripture, please invite them, please. Facilitate them coming so we can study the scripture together and learn more about the good news of salvation, the everlasting gospel. All right? We start at 11:30 tomorrow. And when there is a board meeting, we start at 12:30. So we can alternate it like that. All right, suffice to say for that. Let me hope that, and please, one last statement. We have now established what is called a KPI. And so we want the whole church to run behind the KPIs that were established. You may be wondering what is KPI. They are key performance KPI indicators. Key performance indicators. They are indicating to us where the church will be going for the next four years. And so it's a very strategic way in taking the church to fulfill all these goals. We want to go to South Stratford to have a presence there. We want to fulfill Impact Bridgeport. We want to do all these things and to bring the message to every man in Bridgeport so that Bridgeport can be very well be known and taught about the coming and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. All right. I will rise again. I will rise again. Let us pray. Father, we come today because you are our God. And we have come, Lord, to worship you, and we come to commemorate your birth, ministry, death, and resurrection, and even what you're doing for us in your Father's kingdom. So Lord, bless this service today. May somebody be drawn closer to you. May somebody be inspired. May somebody make it across the finish line as a result of your impact on us today. In Jesus' name, amen. The resurrection. As we enter into this season, it has many names. It is referred to as Easter. It is referred to as the resurrection season. It's also referred to Lent. It is around this time we have what is called the Passover. And all of this is reminding us that we have a Savior. We have the Lamb of God who came and shed his blood for our sins so that we can have this oneness with God, because sin has separated us from God, and God wants to recreate in us, he restore in us his image that has been marred by sin. And so the resurrection gives us that hope as we look on this season and at the resurrection period. As we look at the resurrection, it helps the grieving process of those who are grieving. As we look at the resurrection, when we are facing death, it gives us the assurance of deliverance and salvation. When we look at the resurrection, it provides hope during times of persecution. We know if we die in the Lord, we will be resurrected in the Lord. It helps us to anticipate and appreciate Calvary, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. It helps us to see the atoning work of Jesus in heaven as we speak. The resurrection. So with that, I can say, I will rise again. No matter what happened, though they tortured this body, though they may put it on the ground, though they may pour sword and gun or whatever, and I will rise again. John chapter 6 and verse 40 and 54 kind of give us the application of this I will rise again. John chapter 6 and verse 40 says, for my Father's will is that. Now, I want you to follow me in your Bibles. Follow me in your Bibles. John chapter 6 and verse 40. For my Father's will. Many people are questioning, what is the will of God? Here is an indicator of the will of God. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have what? Shall have everlasting life. And what will happen? What will happen, church? I will raise him up at the last day. Isn't that some hope for us? Is that brought some hope, some aspiration, and some joy in our spiritual life that even though we may die, we have hope that I will rise again? Jesus said, it is the will of his Father that those who look unto his Son, Jesus Christ, will and believe in him shall have not just death, not just burial, but have everlasting life. What do you say? And I will raise him up the last day. And I will rise again. How will I be risen in the last days? I must have Jesus in me by faith. I must have Jesus in me by faith. But how is that Jesus going to be in me? John chapter 6 and verse 51 says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live for how long? Forever. And the bread that I will give is what? My flesh, which I what? I will give for the life of Brooklawn. Jesus has given his life for Brooklawn. And all their relatives. So no one is exempt. It is not members only. This is inclusive of everyone. God sent his Son to die for everyone. But the inclusiveness is when you partake of, inclusiveness is when you believe in the Son, partake of his flesh, and then you have this blessed hope that you will live again. And he said, my bread, this bread is my, that I give unto you is my flesh. The question is, how can Jesus live in me? How can I have that hope that Jesus lives in me? If you eat by faith, the emblem that represents his broken body, and drink the emblem that represents his spilled blood, by faith, Jesus Christ is in us. Amen. Amen. And if he's in us, brethren, we are in him. And that is why we can sing the song, live out thy life within me. O Jesus, King of Kings, be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings. And I will rise again because I have eaten the body of Jesus. I will rise again. In John chapter 6 and verse 53 and 54, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You have no life. And this life is not the biological life. It's not the bios. It is the zoe. It's a spiritual life. It is a life that only comes through spiritual connection with God. And that is why many people would have lost, when they lose connection with heaven and lose connection with God, they get into the abyss and become hopeless. But once you are with Jesus Christ, my friends, you are inclined to have eternal life. What do you say? Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That is why I can categorically say, I will rise again. Can you say that, brethren? I'll rise again. I will rise again. And anywhere you go, wherever you work, whoever you live with, wherever you walk, you can walk with this confidence and say, I will rise again. Why? Because Jesus is in me and I in him. And I have that eternal connection with Jesus Christ. So when I die, I will rise again. Amen. I will not have no desire. I will not be thirsty. Nor will I be hungry. I will eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood, and they will satisfy my inner desires, whether it be physical, psychological, or spiritual. When I eat of Jesus' flesh and drink of his blood, I am filled and I have no desire other than to walk with the Lord in the light of his word. What do you say, brethren? But John chapter 6 and verse 35 says, and Jesus said unto him, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never what? Shall never what, church? Hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never what? Thirst. I will respond to the call. That is why when I eat and I drink, I have no desire for other things, because I am satisfied. Walking with Jesus, I am satisfied. He fulfills my dream, my desire, my aspiration, my focus. He fulfill everything. And so I have no desire even for this earth and this life on this earth. Because what? I look forward for a place that is not built by man's hand, cannot be destroyed by man's hand, cannot be swept away and overcome by another man. I look forward for that everlasting kingdom. So I will rise again. And the fact that I know that I will never thirst, I will respond to the call, that invitation to us. Come and drink water of life freely. But this takes me, my last text. Revelation chapter 22, 16, verse 17. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you that these things in the church. And I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never thirst, and he that believeth on me shall never hunger, nor never thirst. For this reason, I am here today with eager joy and expectation. I am here to respond to the invitation. He that thirsts, come and take the water of life freely. and drink of it freely. Because my drink is the blood, and the bread is my flesh. And as we take it by faith, we will eat and we'll drink and we'll have what is called total satisfaction. In closing, I'll rise again because Jesus is in me. I'll eat of the flesh and drink of his blood. His flesh is meat indeed, and his blood is drink indeed. And the same spirits that arise, Jesus, from that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall raise me up in the last days. Same spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. That brings joy. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that gives us the hope of the resurrection.
Amen.
And that is why Romans 8 and verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you and in me, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. What do you say, church? Amen. Amen. So, I'll rise again. You will rise again. We all will rise again. If the spirit of Jesus Christ is entertained in our souls, and if we take the bread and the drink seriously, spiritually by faith, we will have Jesus in us and we will rise again. We will look for that resurrection day. We'll look for that resurrection no matter what happens to us, no matter what diagnosis we may experience, no matter how we may feel. We must have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope of the resurrection, hope of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What did church say? Amen. With this in mind, I want you to transition into the various places. The ladies will go to the Able Center. The men will go in the upper room where we all will wash each other's foot. And we will meet back here. We will participate in this portion of the communion service. We will listen to a song played by the organist and the pianist as we ask the ladies to make their transition now, as we go with that hope that we'll rise again. Okay, we'll sing a song as we separate one from the other. Whiter than snow, Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. As we separate, we're going to ask the ladies to go, and the men will follow after. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Pray.